Next question is April McIntyre, APRILMCINTYRE. Patient 5772, date of birth, today is 8/1/22. This is a 50-year-old woman who comes in today for a follow-up of multiple symptoms, including feeling like she's buzzing all over. Feel like she's losing her voice. She feels like there's rushing water in her head and multiple other issues, period. The paragraph, in January of this year, she was hospitalized where she had multiple blood work for polycythemia, which proved to be secondary to her testosterone use. Polycythemia vera was ruled out. Also, she had multiple CTs with contrast, without contrast, MRIs, and with and without contrast to look for MS. None was found, period. In the paragraph, she continues to have symptoms. As a matter of fact, most recently she saw a different physician. The blood work is in the chart. Her H&H is actually better, but her testosterone is elevated to 322 because of supplementation. I told her that testosterone supplementation can have a lot of different symptoms, and she needs to stop taking any supplementation, period. In the paragraph, her urine was cloudy. No. Her urine was cloudy and was retreated previously. Her H&H in January, in June, was 14 and 43. The rest of blood work was within normal limits. She actually has had evaluation of her B12 and other hepatitis C and other issues in the past. Medication, just supplements, but she says she's off of testosterone, which is very important. She was told to have sleep apnea study one time. She never did. Also, she was told to have phlebotomy done, which she never did. Medical problems, polycythemia related to testosterone abuse, use, and multiple other issues. Surgery, left hand, surgery, hernia, no. Last period, last month, she drinks very little. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink. She has a cleaning business, and she does a lot of bodybuilding. That's why she takes the steroids. Family history, not contributory, and immunization. No COVID immunization given. 163 pounds, 98%, 98.3, 1670, 140 over 74. Heart positive, swollen positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, mixture, JVD skin shows no rash, and because we can lose logical non-focal. Patient's exam is normal today. As far as number one, number two, as far as symptoms are concerned, I explained to her that sometimes this can happen with MS, where people have lots of symptoms before they actually have abnormality. Next number, it's time for her to see a neurologist. Next number, it's time for her to also give blood, because she should do that on a regular basis since she's on testosterone replacement. Next number. As far as family history, she's adopted, by the way, put that in there. Next number, she's had blood work, including follow-up and evaluation for polycythemia vera and hepatitis in the past. Next number, as far as the rushing water, the head symptoms, and other issues, neurologists would help her to make sure she doesn't have beginning of MS or other neurological problems that has gone unnoticed. Next number, recent MRIs and CTs have been negative. Next number, no medication given today. Next number, referred to neurology. Next number, I explained to patients she should not take any testosterone or any supplements till we get to the bottom of this. Next number, set up for sleep apnea, which she never had done. Next number, patient was scheduled for phlebotomy. She's O negative, and she's a universal donor. Thank you.